So little by little, tweet by tweet, you've come to grips with the sad reality that Donald J. the Trump is king of America. Hard, isn't it? Sleepless nights, muffled sobs of despair, an inchoate but ever-present anxiety, a mounting anger, and a refusal to fully accept this harsh new reality. You thought, with Obama winning the second term, we'd turned a corner in this country. Oh, racism had reared its ugly head again, but we were a pluralistic, liberal society. After all, we'd solve these vexing problems. Just like you, I didn't see this coming. Sure, I'd listened to Hot Talk Radio and those rating-hungry demagogues. I predicted Trump beating the rhinos, but I sure didn't see him winning the whole enchilada. I couldn't even imagine it. But no need to tell you, unless you've been self-medicating too hard, he did. I'm not going to reiterate the man's foibles. You can read it in the lying press every damn day. What we've all got to face, what we all need to understand, is we're in a culture war, and we're losing. The kids aren't buying into Trump, and so if you're willing to wait a decade or two, well, the tide will turn once again. But me, I waded through the anti-war civil rights 60s, Nixon 70s, the Reagan 80s, got hopeful in the Clinton 90s, lost faith again in Bush's war years, then grew optimistic with Obama. Now we get the backlash. Easy to say it's just the old white guys, those Fox News addicts who think their Anglo country is being overrun by immigrants and welfare queens, transsexuals and women in the military, who call themselves the real patriots because they think this is a Christian nation, and by God, they're Christians even if they never go to church on Sunday, and they've made hate a breakfast cereal to wake up to every day of their unhappy lives. You don't win the culture war by staying in the closet. Ask your gay friends. Black Lives Matter has it right. The Occupy movement had it right. Folks don't like uppity blacks? Tough. They think men shouldn't sleep with men? Tough. They think Hollywood is a bunch of neo-commies? Fine. They think immigration is a doorway for terrorists? Wake up. They want to make America great again? Well, welcome to the future. We won't be going back to Ozzie and Harriet, Ike and Tricky Dick. The America that's great is the one that honors innovation, fresh ideas, and new blood. It's the America that's inclusive, welcoming, democratic, and optimistic. And yeah, it's the America that's willing to fight back against the bigots, the small-minded, the xenophobic, and the misogynistic. The America that has nothing to fear but the fear-mongers themselves. I say sharpen your pitchforks. We're in this fight for real now, and I, for one, don't plan to lose.